She's all over the NRL from Fox Footy. It's Yvonne Sampson.
Oh, it certainly is. How are you, Vonnie? Welcome back.
Excited. It's finally here. Round one. The summer is over. And we're all about to see who will be our premiership winner for 2021.
And look, touch wood so far. And you'd be finding a big difference in the players you're talking to and you're dealing with. So far, no bubble. Fingers crossed.
No bubble. Don't you dare mention the word bubble or biosecurity breach.
So before we get into the round one tips, of course, yesterday the big news, Cameron Smith, after 17 years of not playing, making us wait for a decision, he's hung him up. You've been doing this for a long, long time. Is he the best you've seen?
Oh, I think so, for sure. I mean, my childhood, I love watching Wally Lewis and Alfie, Ricky and Gordy and all that. I have to say, Cameron Smith, and the record books will show that he is the most decorated and highly capped player that the NRL has ever seen. He could still be one of the premiership leading players. So here he goes, 24 hours out from the start of the premiership, and he decides to just call it quits.
Into the round one action. And of course, the first time since 2002, no C. Smith in the lineup for the Melbourne Storm. Taking on the Rabbitohs, who are a lot of people's favourite for the premiership. Here's something to think about when you're doing your tips, though. The South Sydney Rabbitohs Football Club has never beaten the Melbourne Storm in Melbourne ever.
Ever. Full stop, period. And Melbourne have won the first game of their season every year for 20 years.
I'm changing my tips.
You did your tips last week, you fool.
Look, the money has come for the Rabbitohs, but I've tipped the Storm. I just think, you know, even though there is no Harry Grant, Brendan Smith, he loves playing that number nine role. Jerome Hughes and Cameron Munster, they're casual, but they've got that champion mindset. They don't mind playing a little bit of ad-lib. And Ryan Pappenhausen was probably one of my favourite players of last year.
Tomorrow afternoon, the dreamy Trent Barrett kicks off his career as the coach of the Canterbury Bulldogs. Newcastle Knights, no Kalen Ponga. Mitchell Pearce in trouble yet again. Tyson Frizzell making his debut. I don't know what to make of the Knights. And I think there's going to be an okay year for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I agree. I've tipped the Bulldogs. I think it's going to be a new era for Canterbury Bankstown. As you mentioned, Trent Barrett, you know, he's been able to get his hands on that roster. He's done some strong recruitment. Kyle Flanagan has grown enormously as a playmaker under T-Baz. I saw Nick Kotrick the other day. He's absolutely loving himself sick in new life in Sydney. I mean, the Bulldogs are going to be great this year, and I'm a little bit with you. The Knights are fantastic, but they just had a bit of a messy summer. But, yeah, I just think it's going to be tricky for the Knights to just regather so quickly.
Tomorrow night, the Broncos take on the Eels at Suncorp. Is this chapter one of what could be a very hard book to read for Broncos fans again?
No. Kevin Walker, this is
the no. In Kevy we trust.
That's right. This is the job and this is the moment that Kevy has been dreaming of. This is a club that he bleeds for. So, I mean, if there's questions of culture and belief, which were pretty adamant and pretty obvious last year, they couldn't have looked more disinterested if they tried, to be fair. Kevy will no doubt fix that. His devotion is very much a big part of what can turn this around. Look, the Eels will be great. I've tipped the Eels just because I think it's a quick turnaround for the Bronx, but hopefully the Bronx will have a better year.
Super Saturday kick off with the Central Coast Warriors, we're now calling them, because they're going to spend, looks like, the majority of their NRL year again, taking on the Titans, who are the team that I think everyone's most excited about.
Yeah, they'll be the biggest improvers this year. I absolutely love the Titans. And you have to say that Justin Holbrook, in his first 12 months, turned the Titans into the best NRL team in Queensland. Look, everyone was talking about David Fifita, the big money signing. I have to say, I was lucky enough to be invited to the Gold Coast season launch. The most impressive young leader in that squad is Tino Fasua-Amalawi. He is everything that you were looking for. He is going to take this team by the scruff of the neck and lead them well into, hopefully, a finals campaign. So
the boy from Widgie.
Yeah, exactly. The other back of Gympie. So, look, I love the Titans. I've definitely tipped them there.
Roosters and Manly. This would be a much tougher decision if Tom Trbojevic was playing, but he slipped in the bathroom. So, no Tommy Turbo. Roosters too good here.
Yeah. I don't know. Dylan Walker's in fullback.
That's weird.
I have to do a double take. Yeah. Look, DCE and Kieran Foran, you know, they're proven premiership-winning combo. But Luke Keary's running the show for the Roosters. They are all-stars. He's absolutely got the Rolls-Royce services of the glittering number one, James Tedesco. The Roosters at the SCG, it's no-brainer.
Panthers and the Cowboys had a big year. That one game short of the premiership, the Panthers, they're going to be even better for it, I think, against a Cowboys team who I reckon are going to struggle all year long.
Yeah, I hope not, but I kind of had that same feeling. Like, they really haven't changed that much since last year, that in recruitment-wise. So Todd Payton, he's really got to draw out the best of what he's got to work with, and that means Michael Morgan, first and foremost. He has to be fit and ready to go. Valentine Holmes has got to go get involved. He's got to have a bigger presence. Yeah, the Panthers, they're up and humming. They've invested so heavily in their local juniors. Nathan Cleary, Jerome Luai, they'll be loving all of that experience and building on that 17 straight wins that saw them win the minor premiership. So they are wonderful to watch. I'm definitely tipping the Panthers.
Raiders and the Tigers. Tigers always start the season well, then peter off and come ninth. It's what they do. Will their good start to the year mean a win over the Raiders on Sunday?
They can't finish ninth again. Like,
they book it in. It's like a holiday.
I went out there the other day. They're all training out of demountables because they're building this big new centre of excellence. And Michael Maguire has been super impressed with their Panthers pick up Dane Laurie and James Tarmo. James Roberts has settled in. The Canberra Raiders, they'll be fantastic. They get Josh Hodgson back because remember he did his ACL probably mid last year. So you really missed his leadership and direction and shape that he gave the Raiders towards the back end. But, yeah, Canberra for me.
And then rounding out the local derby, the team that I think will give the Broncos a big shake for the wooden spoon, the terrible St. George Illawarra. They take on the Sharkies. Sharkies just too much class here, even with no Sean Johnson.
Yeah, I agree. Speaking of people needing to step up and take some responsibility, one M. Moylan needs to do that week in, week out for Cronulla. Andrew Fifita, I think he's got a bit of a calf issue, so I don't know if he's going to be able to make it. Look, a bright side for the Dragons, if you are a Red V fan, and commiserations too, Jack Bird could be in for a breakout season. Like, we've hardly seen him for 3 years, so it's easy to forget how good he was. So he's going to be absolutely need to be at his best. Corey Norman suspended for that weird street fight or whatever that was. Obviously, Andrew McCulloch, and they'll reunite in the Red V, but yeah, I mean, you got to tip the Sharks. The Dragons have given us nothing to go on.
It's going to be a tough year for the Dragons and all of their fans. Vonnie, great to have the footy back. We'll see you tonight on Fox League, and we'll see you next week.
Can't wait, boys. See ya.